It's a slim crowd this morning. I guess some people still are without electricity. Probably don't even realize that that they don't even are able to get up this morning. But anyway, we're just glad and that we could be here this morning and worship at this sunrise service. Not sure we're going to see the actual sun. Been watching the radar and everything. Things look a little on the cloudy side, but at least we know the real sun is there. So we're going to open up this morning with Lead Me to Calvary. If you have the handout, or if not, maybe you can share. We'll start off with that hymn this morning. 337. King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Show me the tomb where thou wast laid, tenderly mourned and wept. Angels in robes of light arrayed, guarded thee while thou slept. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thy agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Like Mary through the gloom, come with a gift to thee. Show to me now the empty tomb, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. May I be willing, Lord, to bear daily my cross for thee, even thy cup of grief to share. Thou hast borne all for me. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Couple scriptures here this morning. This one comes from Matthew 28:5-6. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. The next one is from Luke 24:6-7. He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day he will rise again. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us another day. Another day to come out and rejoice your name. You shook us last night with the storm to let us know that you were coming again, that you were raising from the dead, and that we would see you on this Easter morning. Father, we pray that all are well with the storm last night. We know that there is a lot of power outages and trees down and some on homes, and we just hope that everyone is safe and that you would keep your hand upon them. We thank you for all our many blessings And we ask that you lead, guide, and direct us. We ask it all in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Special music, Brother Brad.
I'm not on empty goatskin. I'm nothing on my own. I've made mistakes and often slip. Just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He knew me, yet he loved me. He whose glory makes the heaven shine. So unworthy of such mercy, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. A look of love was on his face, the crown upon his head, and the blood, the stain that started blue and left it crimson red. Though his eyes were on the crowd that day, he looked ahead in time. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He knew me, yet he loved me. He whose glory makes the heaven shine. So unworthy of such mercy, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind.
Thank you. At this time, this is open to you all, because I think each and every one has a reflection and a blessing. So this is your time to speak on a reflection or a blessing. Whoever wants to start.
A blessing for my family and friends.
I have a praise for how well Kathy's doing. This has been, so far, a good year. Anybody
else?
We can
gather here. We all woke up this morning.
Yep.
We were given a new day.
100%. We're blessed for this new day and the happy age to be and see how beautiful the thing is, the world is that God thank you is. And like you say, we're blessed with our family and our friends.
Mm-hmm. Blessed with not cold weather out
yeah.
here. Early service.
That'd be a beautiful week.
Yeah.
And just to hear, how often are we outside this time of the morning to hear the birds?
Mm-hmm.
They're happy all the time. Yeah. And just to be in a community. When we were riding uptown the other day, we were talking because we had just watched the news, which I don't think we need to watch anymore, but... Mm-hmm. I said, you know, we don't realize we are so blessed that what would we do if we were going to town and there was a bomb one for our life. We are really truly blessed things. Yes, indeed.
More than people realize.
Right.
They need to realize how blessed they are. Anyone else?
Let's think about, Christians all around the world are celebrating this moment in Israel, in the garden. Palestinian Jews and Christians, believers, Christians from all different walks of life come together, and they say that that is one of the best services of the whole year when they bring all different kinds of people together into the garden to celebrate on Easter morning. And so that already took place this morning, about 6 or 8 hours ago.
Already on the other side.
but we are blessed to remember we have brothers and sisters around the world.
Yes, we are.
This was also my first look at Pauline's tree.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Beauty and colors of the nature.
We know she's definitely with us.
Yep.
Well, we definitely know the Lord is with us. We definitely know that He has risen. And so let's sing about it on our next hymn, Christ Arose.
Lo, in the grave He lay, Jesus, my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave He arose, with a mighty triumph o'erspose. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and He lives forever with the saints to reign. He arose, He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Faintly they watch His bed, Jesus my Savior. Daily they seal the dead, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave He arose, with a mighty triumph for His foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and He lives forever with His saints to reign. He arose, He arose, hallelujah. Keep His prey, Jesus my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave He arose, with a mighty triumph for His foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and He lives forever with the saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose.
Now we'll hear from Sister Teresa.
She always put me after a song, like, you gotta get the back in my
head.
And I always say, Jerry, put me first. Jerry, put me first. Say, yes, Dad. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that gives us life. Thank you.
life and were gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy waits, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine, will be forever mine. You are forever mine.
Thank you. We can see the lights there. As we wrap up the service outside, we're going to proceed inside with the rest, but if Brother Tracy, if you would share a remark and closing prayer.
Okay. This is a special morning. We should rejoice and be glad. Our Savior reigns when other religion leaders are still in their graves. Our tomb is empty. 2012, I went into that tomb and saw for myself that He's not there. So He is risen, and we're waiting for His coming, for His return. So this is a special time to celebrate. And for me, Easter wouldn't be Easter without the sunrise service. As long as I guess since I was about 10 or 12, we always went to the sunrise service. And oftentimes we milked the cows before we left. So getting up early on Easter, I think, is an important part of celebrating. And we have the rest of the day to enjoy it with our family and friends. This is a time to celebrate, and we should be glad. So let's pray. Father God, we do rejoice in Your name. We rejoice in what You've done for us. We rejoice that You are alive. You're sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. And we thank You, Lord, for Your coming. We look forward to Your coming again soon. So God, we pray as we await Your return, help us to be diligent, to share the good news with others around us. And we pray, Lord, You would move mightily in our church, in our community, in our country, and in our world. God, help others to know that You are alive. And we pray that You would come into many hearts yet, and that You would give that abundant life and eternal life to them as well. So God bless this day and our celebration. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Proceed indoors.
How Cato's keeping us? I don't know.
Sorry, Teresa.
Thank you.
Started inside, and Maxine's going to start us off with a music video. Oh. Yeah, you can just turn the switches, Debbie. Brother Brad back up and for another selection.
Good I always like this song. It's called Who Am I? When I think of how he came so far from glory, came into world among the lonely, such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace. On Mount Calvary, take my place. Then I asked myself this question, for who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine for? The answer I may never know. It's just why he loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he would go. For who am I? I'm reminded of his word, I'll leave you never. If you be true, I'll give to you life forever. I don't know what I could have done to deserve God's only Son. Fight my battles until they are won. For who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine for? The answer I may never know. It's just why he loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he would go. That to an old rugged cross he would go. That to an old rugged cross he would go. For who am I?
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the thy path throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great. scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul,
yours next.
Debbie, you're getting your exercise. brings us up to the man of the hour. Or the other man of the hour. That's the theme of all yours.
In all my years in the ministry, I've never begun with this question. How many of you were in the dark last night? It's going to be quite a challenge for us because I feel so sorry for my wife. She spent almost the whole day yesterday in the kitchen getting ready for dinner for our son, his family from down in D.C. And the slow roast is really slow. Maybe an hour. I don't know. I've not eaten raw meat before, but we might have a coleslaw here and go to McDonald's or Roy Rogers if they're open. So the Lord is good, and His light never goes out. Let's bow in prayer. Father, we give thanks again for Your word. Thank You we can be here. Thank You we serve our risen Savior. He's alive, lives in our hearts. Bless Your word in Christ's name. Amen. I have four words. Come, see, go, tell. I'm going to ask Dan if you'll read that passage again to remind us of these four words.
Matthew 28:6-7. He is not here, for He is risen, as He said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell His disciples that He is risen from the dead. And behold, He goes before you into Galilee. There you shall see Him. Lo, I have told you.
So the first word is come. Invitation. Now out front we have a sign that says welcome. I'm going to retranslate it. Well, come. Right? What's holding you back? There's no gate. There's no guard. But He's already cleared the traffic for us. So why not come to Jesus? The invitation's always there. There's an urgency to it, to come at once. Looking at this, don't fool around. They weren't going to be there all day. So come has the idea of invitation. And we have a couple of verses in the Bible about invitation. Other times, Jesus said, come.
Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Revelation 22:17. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him that hears say, come. Let him who is thirsty come. John 5:40. You will not come to me that you might have life.
So the Lord is inviting us to come to Him. Like maybe a parent is inviting a child, come. But in our stubbornness, we don't. One thing I try to do is, every sermon I give, I have a general idea of my next message. So I don't say something today that I've got to correct next week. So there are 12 disciples. Judas is dead because of suicide. But there's one disciple that did not come. We're going to talk about him next week. Which disciple do you think was not there? He did not come. And it led to doubts called Doubting Thomas. And so next week, my first point next week, so you know where I'm going, the absence of Thomas. When you don't come, you miss out on a lot of opportunities. And we're going to talk about when and God invites us to His word, we don't come. He invites us to church. We don't come. We're left out. So this is a great invitation. I trust all of us have come to Jesus and know Him as our Savior. The second one is see. Come, see. The word see is investigation. It's an open book. When you come to this church, you know what we believe. In some of the cults, you only find out what they believe once you get sucked in. With us, it's open. investigate. Take a look. See what it means. Now, this word see, come see, is in the same that we use in our English language. When someone talks to us, we say, I see what you mean. Or when somebody's finagling, and you say, I see what he's up to. I see what he means. It means seeing with understanding. There are a lot of things we see. I don't know what's going on. But then we'll figure out later on. Even in a crowd, you may see, what's that person doing? Oh, that's what they're doing. So it means investigation. So we have a couple of times of this in the Bible also that Dan's going to read for us.
Luke 2:15-17. The shepherds said to one another, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. They came with haste and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. John 1:45-46. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, we have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nathanael said to him, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, come and see.
When we tell people about Jesus, they might say, well, I don't believe that. Well, come and see. If you want to hear something, you go and you investigate. Is that really true? Sometimes I see ads in the paper, on TV, and I go by the store and see, is that really true? Is that what, or are they just trying to get you in there for something else? They got a piece of junk they're going to get to discount. What they really want to do is charge an outrageous price over here. So you see what's going on. So that's investigation. The more you read the Bible, the more you understand how real God is. And so that's the advantage of knowing the Bible, read the Bible, see what it says, follow what the Lord leads us. So then once we come, see, pay attention. In school, that was one of my problems, paying attention. Maybe I'll give the illustration here. My body was in Elm Street Junior High School. My mind was on the John Deere tractor. Till the teacher said, Samuel, what are we studying? Third year? No, not Dr. John Deere. My body was there, but my mind was somewhere else. Are we paying attention? Even in our own lives, can we see what God is doing? I see how God's worked in my life from a childhood. Things that I didn't know then, it meant something. Now I can. That's what God is doing. Can you see in your life? You can see what God is doing. Now, the next one is go. That's the initiative. Once you see it, you want to tell someone about it. And we have a couple of verses in the Bible about going and telling.
Matthew 28:9. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them saying, all hail. Matthew 28:19. Go, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
What I especially like about verse 9, as they went to tell, same word, the angel said, go. So as they were going, Jesus met them. Have you ever had that experience? God tells you to do something, and as you're doing it, he shows you more. Suppose they said, well, I don't want to. I'm shy. I can't talk much. There are people, they can talk about the weather, talk about the sports, talk about politics. When it comes to Jesus, they get lockjaw. Now, how many of you have grandchildren or grandchildren more? If someone would ask you about it, would you say, well, I'm kind of shy. I'm not even going to ask you to do it because I know you will. You'll talk my ear off. We ask somebody about Jesus. Shouldn't we be as quick to talk about Jesus as we do about our children, grandchildren? Now, what I like to do, especially in stores, is just a drop of Conlin. Isn't this a wonderful day? Yes, this is the day the Lord has made. The response will tell you something. Have you ever done that? You say, the Lord is good. And they say, yes. Oh, the others say, I don't go to church. You can tell their response how they feel about the Lord. So their instruction is, or the initiative is, to tell people about the Lord. My wife tells me, and I guess it's true, I assume too much. I assume everybody knows John 3:16. Wouldn't you agree? Everybody should know John 3:16. People don't know John 3:16. In fact, there was a ball player years ago that going to these stadiums, and he kept seeing these signs, John 3:16. So he asked one of the teammates, what's this John 3:16? And that fellow said, I don't know. I think it's something in the Bible. He went to a bookstore, bought a Bible, read the story, and what happened? Yes. Got saved. So somebody holding up that John 3:16, this guy came to know the Lord. He wanted to see what that was all about. So this is the initiative. Go. We have a message to tell. But the final word is tell. And here's where it comes interesting, that I didn't know till I studied for this message. In this passage, we have two different words for tell. One of them is accuracy. So let's deal with that one first, and Dan has some verses for that one.
Matthew 28:5, the angel said to the women, fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. Matthew 28:6, he is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Matthew 28:7, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. I have told you.
Now, that word is what we say, word for word. Quote, follow me, you say to your child. Clean your room. Repeat after me. Clean your room. This is what we have, an exact quote. Have you heard people sometimes, and they're trying to quote somebody, and then they say, in other words. No, not other words. What did that person say? The kids go to the mother. Mommy, can we do thus and so? She says, quote, see your father. They go to the father. Mommy said, it's okay if it's okay with you. He said, okay. Later on, she says to him, why did you let them do that? Well, you said so. She said, I did not say so. Is see your father approval? Maybe not. So we want to make sure we're quoting correctly. And here it is. Jesus said, he's risen as he said. Did Jesus ever talk about resurrection? He talked about his resurrection before he died, right? I'm going to go in Jerusalem. I'm going to be mocked, scourged, crucified, buried, and risen. Now, we believe the first part. Can't we complete the sentence? He said, I'm going to rise. Oh, that's what it meant. Maybe somebody tells you something, and later on you realize, that's what that meant. Now, the second word has a different meaning, and I'll let Dan tell us about that one.
Matthew 28:8, they did run to bring the word to his disciples. Matthew 28:9, and as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Jesus said to them, be not afraid. Go tell my brothers that they go into Galilee, and there they shall see me.
Now, the first one is accuracy. The second Greek word is different. It means authority. When we say Jesus is risen, have you ever heard someone, well, maybe he was risen? In any of our songs this morning, any doubt? I serve a probably risen Savior? No. People say, well, how can you do that? Authority. We, by the authority of the Word of God, is not what we came up with. Who gives us authority? Jesus said, go with authority. So we're not, people call it dogmatic. Well, when you're right, when you know you're right, there can be some authority. Kindness. But we're saying Jesus is alive. He's the only one that died and rose again, never to die. Now, Lazarus rose, others, but Jesus' resurrection is unique. He rose never to die again. Isn't that great? 2,000 years later, we're still saved. The grave is empty. Tomb is empty. When we were out here having an outdoor service, I remember we were at the Garden Tomb in Israel. And there was a Japanese group there. And we sang, and then we had communion. English, Japanese. And it just encouraged my heart. I don't know any Japanese, but I knew in their hearts, they knew the same Jesus that we know. And it was a blessing at the Garden Tomb to know that nations that used to be at war were friends in Christ, because he arose, died, we might have salvation. So we've come, we see, now let's go and tell it. Let's bow in prayer. Father, we give thanks that someone told us. Help us to tell others about the good news. So we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Service up. We're going to close with hymn number 164. And after that, Sister Dad, would you do our blessing for the food while we, before we get down?
I can. I don't know if I'm fully awake, but.
So everybody, you are invited to stay around. We are going to have refreshments and drinks in the basement. So afterwards, feel free to do that. So we'll sing our song, and then have a blessing.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for all the many blessings, and we thank you for your Son. And we thank you that we serve a risen Savior, Father. There's no doubt about it. And we just thank you. We thank you for the program today and those that have partaken of the program. We just ask that you give them a special blessing. Father, now as we do fellowship, we just ask that you would bless the food, but also bless the kind hands and hearts that have prepared it. Bless it for its intended use, and that is for us to be strong and healthy, mentally sharp and physically well, so that we can go forth and be the hands and feet of Jesus. And we ask all this in his precious name. Amen.
Amen.